morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, February 15, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. It just gets stranger all the time. It really is a cartoonish reality, which is redundant, but what else do you say? I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. I tell you, it just gets stranger, doesn't it? I mean, so many talking points. The Trump administration provides endless fodder, and the hysterical insanity that has aligned itself in opposition to the Trump administration is, again, cartoonish in nature. This really is perhaps best categorized by the term post-truth. It is a post-truth era, apparently, in American history. I'm not aware of a time in history where we've seen this kind of hysterical insanity. And there have been moments of outrage, deep divisions, social divides among us. We've had moments of controversy and so forth. Obviously, America as a nation has a checkered past, and you know that. Listening to this network, you've heard that, probably have done your own research to some extent on the subject, and so that's, we're no stranger to that kind of controversy, the hypocrisy of American history, and the victors writing the history books in historical revisionist fashion, particularly since the turn of the 20th century. All of the major nonprofit foundations' efforts to conscript history, to rewrite it in Orwellian fashion, as Orwell wrote, who controls the past controls the future, who controls the present controls the past. In other words, if you can shape a person or a people's vision of themselves and others through the writing or rewriting of history, then you can also shape their future and the future of society at large and the world to a large extent. So we've seen that happen, but there have been articulate moments in our history that we seem to have lost sight of. One of those moments that comes to mind is Mario Savio's speech on the steps of Sproul Hall at the UC Berkeley sit-in back in the 60s, when Mario Savio articulated the concerns of the demonstrators, the protesters. How ironic. You listen to Mario Savio in his extemporaneous remarks, and he was brilliant. Fast forward to today, see, you have in that moment back in the 60s, I think it was 62, Mario Savio standing there in the light of day, broad daylight, a bright sunny day, talking about the concerns that the students have. And addressing President Kerr at the time and him intimating to the student body that they were essentially raw materials And Mario Savio, again, intimating the student body's concerns. But you fast forward to today, and what we have is demonstrations in the cover of Night, masked demonstrators, riots, burning things, with no intelligent agenda to be found anywhere, apparently. And sadly, what is perhaps even more odious is that those demonstrators were there on a paid errand of globalist change agents, which is very unfortunate. George Soros, in particular, obviously through his Open Society Foundations, has been linked to a number of these demonstrations, and that's very unfortunate. Even congressmen have talked about that. So, you know, we've come a long way from the days of the Sproul Hall sit-in at UC Berkeley to today, and the hysterical insanity that opposes the Trump administration. Particularly. So, for an example, what I'm talking about, let's go to that. Here is Mario Savio in his own words at the Sproul Hall sit-in.
So here we are. Four students are getting the axe. Six organizations are getting the axe for standing up this semester and for fighting for these things. They're getting the axe not for what they did, but for what we have done. They spoke for us. They were part of us. They have been singled out, and they're going to be chopped off.
We were told the following. If President Kerr actually tried to get something more liberal out of the regents in his telephone conversations, why didn't he make some public statement to that effect? And the answer we received from a well-meaning liberal was the following. He said, would you ever imagine the manager of a firm making a statement publicly in opposition to his board of directors? That's the answer. Well, I ask you to consider, if this is a firm, and if the Board of Regents are the Board of Directors, and if President Kerr, in fact, is the manager, then I tell you something, the faculty are a bunch of employees, and we're the raw materials. But we're a bunch of raw materials that don't mean to be have any process upon us, don't mean to be made into any product, don't mean to end up being bought by some clients of the university, be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings. There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
So that was Mario Savio at the Sproul Hall sit-in. Actually, I think it was in 64, I want to say, December 3rd. Anyway, you get the point. Fast forward some 50-plus years later, and here we are, you know, masked people under the cover of night, burning things, pepper spraying, ladies being interviewed by the press, and goofy things like that. Obviously, again, America has a colored and checkered past. This is not to say, of course, that we have, as a history in America, always maintained a certain level of decorum and now have suddenly departed from it. Obviously, that's not the case. However, I think you can see a change in our culture shift. Looking at the videos that have been published, just looking at pictures and videos from the 50s, the 60s even, you could see it was a simpler time. The old PSAs, some of the other videos of school children just sitting calmly without any kind of psychological or behavioral disorders or medication issues or attention issues. Fast forwarding to today, it's remarkable where society has come. So a stark contrast, I would say, by most, if not all accounts. Anyway, unbelievable what we see happening. You know, the headlines, the phrases with Mike Flynn stepping down, resigning. There are folks talking about making accusations of political assassination, that perhaps Flynn was the victim of a political assassination. I would say that's not far from the truth. And unfortunately, that will have broad implications. This is a train that has momentum, and there are forces that are being brought to bear that are somewhat covert and are not disclosing their true colors. There, you have organizations like, again, the Soros Open Society Foundations. One of the subjects that has been discussed recently, I heard it actually last night on Sean Hannity's broadcast, the subject of Obama's Organizing for Action organization, the nonprofit that is a
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Technical issues, and I'm not sure why. I didn't even say fake news. Just kidding. Bernie gets dropped on CNN as he says fake news, and conspiracy theorists go wild. So back to the point. As I said, it's interesting that we see such a stark contrast in the behavior of our society. The problem with this is, as I have pointed out many times, the one thing you don't hear in the echo chamber is the issue of the glasnost effect. And if we can't maintain a certain level of decorum in our political dissent, in our debate, then we are, well, as Patrick Henry put it, conquered, fallen indeed. And we will, as a result, be victimized by our own hysterical insanity. And that's really the objective. It's classic Marxist rhetoric. It's classic Marxist modus operandi or strategy to get people fighting. The old fist, anytime you see the fist in the air on anything, just think Marxism. Get people fighting. You know, it's always interesting to me to see the scene from the great dictator circulate on social media, Charlie Chaplin and the great dictator, and, you know, people hear the speech and say, oh, it's the greatest speech ever made. It's fantastic. Sure, Marxism has that kind of an appeal. And it rouses the passions and emotions of people in precisely the fashion that Hayek mentioned in The Road to Serfdom. It's very effective. The limelight and brass band, as Bertrand Russell put it in The Impact of Science on Society, this manipulation, the psychological manipulation of people, particularly in groups, groupthink or herdthink. That's why it's so important to inculcate people, kids, from a very early age to adhere to a groupthink or herdthink mindset. Because if you can get them thinking and believing that that's the way to behave, then you can control them much more easily, because people are much more manipulable in groups. And it's a more effective way to control people. It's a more cost-effective way to control people, as Edward Bernays established subsequent to a great deal of research on the subject in his book Propaganda, published back in 1928. And we've obviously seen a significant deal of refinement since then. But the techniques are fundamentally the same, nonetheless. So I think that's why it's particularly encouraging to see certain folks, particularly celebrities like Chuck Woolery, for example, speaking out in opposition to the insanity. Because even though most accounts divide the conflict into two specious groups, liberal and conservative, Democrat, Republican, for instance, still, to see folks objecting to what is typically referred to as the liberal left in Hollywood is encouraging. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Feel is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. Till you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. You just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour. Let's see if we can get things back on track a little bit here. So we played Mario Savio. Remember that? That speech, extemporaneous, brilliant. back in 1964, outspoken about the issue of certain students being singled out and essentially scapegoated for the student body, certain members of the student body being concerned again about being considered human resources. It's really the same issue that we're talking about today, but folks like Mario Savio were very articulate, much more articulate, I think, than most people are today, unfortunately. And that those brilliant remarks, we were told the following: if President Kerr actually tried to get something more liberal out of the regents in his telephone conversation, why did he make some public statement to that? Why didn't he make some public statement to that effect? And the answer, Savio said, they received from a well-meaning liberal, he said, was the following. He said, would you ever imagine the manager of a firm making a statement publicly in opposition to his board of directors? And Savio was outraged. Why? He says, well, I ask you to consider, if this is a firm, UC Berkeley, and if the board of regents are the board of directors and the President Kerr is the manager, then, he says, the faculty are a bunch of employees and we're the raw material, but we're a bunch of raw materials that don't mean to have any process put upon us or be made into any product, and don't mean to end up being bought by some university clients, be they government, industry, organized labor, or anyone. And then, of course, he said there's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. You got to put your bodies upon the cares and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. Indicate to the people who run it and own it that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all. And you fast forward to today with the advent of technocracy, the rise of technocracy. Suddenly, the objectors and detractors of this benevolent dictatorship, if you will, oligarchic, autocratic society, scientific dictatorship that we live under, will not long be suffered by the technocratic elite, because they are encouraging us to code our obsolescence. In other words, the STEM schools, which I don't like the acronym, science, technology, engineering, and math, these schools are essentially training students to code their obsolescence by coding artificial intelligence and technology to essentially take it from here. Technology will take it from here. Technology will then code itself and build itself much faster, much more efficiently and reliably and cheaply than people will. Which is why I think everyone should watch Aaron and Melissa Dyke's documentary Obsolete. It's brilliant. It's only about an hour long and it may be ahead of its time. It's really not, obviously, but I don't think most people realize what's happening. It's interesting. Patrick Wood says that Donald Trump is a technocrat, a bad one at that. And Peter Thiel has said that Barack Obama created technological stagnation. You could translate that to technocratic stagnation. And as much as I may agree with Peter Thiel on that, I think that there was still a great deal of progress made by the technocratic elite, and that's terribly unfortunate, but reality nonetheless. So here we are, and we have history to reflect on that we're very little troubled by. We, you know, you watch these polls. I don't know if you've been a part of the polls that you see the headlines running, Rasmussen, et cetera, et cetera. The questions are unreliable at best, and those being polled, do they really understand the issues? It was interesting. I was watching a segment on Fox. One of the commentators talked about the polls, and she said, but I'm no foreign policy expert, so I will leave that to the experts. Well, that's on the face of it, that's a lucid remark. That's intelligent. But there are problems with that. First of all, the experts, the self-proclaimed experts, the technocrats, what makes them experts after all? And the deeper, more fundamental problem is that the admonition we have from our founding fathers of the constitutional republic that we were given was to be the experts. So we are supposed to be the experts. So really that's more of a damning admission than anything. And if we were all honest with ourselves, I think we would start there, and then maybe we'd begin to make progress back to sanity and reason. But at this point, it seems that the train is moving down the tracks with such momentum that it will careen off the tracks very soon as a result of glasnost, the glasnost effect, and the other forces coalescing, the confluence of forces, if you will, the glasnost effect, the October Revolution redo that we keep hearing about. We've been hearing about the 1% for how many years now? Watching Pete Peterson and Warren Buffett and other economic and technocratic elites touring the country, stumping for movies like IOUSA, which came out almost 10 years ago already. I can't believe that. But why would Pete Peterson and Warren Buffett care about telling you that there's a problem? Why would the 1% want to tell you about the 1%, in other words? The question that I think keeps reemerging these days with regard to that discussion and the all of the peripheral discussions related is, as Jesus put it in Mark 3 and Matthew 12, how can Satan cast out Satan? So if the economic and technocratic elite are telling you that there is a financial problem, one should be reminded, if one recalls history, of J.P. Morgan financing the campaign to break the money trust. In other words, the money trust 100 years ago financing the campaign to break the money trust. So what was behind that? Well, obviously a nefarious plan to further usurp the Constitution, one that at the time should have brought to mind the severe lessons of history that Andrew Jackson referred to when he spoke to that effect in his farewell address in 1837, shortly after vetoing the renewal of the charter of the Second Central Bank in the United States. History should have been brought to bear on the discussion to break the money trust. Unfortunately, we seem a little troubled with matters of history these days, and as a result, as Robert Heinlein put it, we know Santayana's remarks, those who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it, paraphrasing. But Robert Heinlein put it just as well, I would say, a generation which ignores history has no past and no future. And as I have said before, it seems we are adrift on the sea of history, about to be victimized by Marxist provocateurs, engineering a running aground of sorts at our own hands, again in Marxist fashion. The suggestibilists everywhere encouraging the naive, unwashed masses, who, as Nesta Webster put it, whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led, to divide among themselves along specious, spurious, contrived, fomented lines, and then collide together, attack and destroy one another in classic textbook Marxist fashion. This is what seems to be happening. And again, I don't know about you, but every day I'm reminded of the words from that letter, which should affect our behavior. I believe, in all sincerity, that if we understood those words and all of the admonitions that coincide with it, again, the founding fathers, Patrick Henry in particular, warning us that virtue, morality, and religion is the foundation of our constitutional republic, and without that, we are conquered, fallen indeed. Similar sentiments being expressed throughout our history, and knowing, for example, what Jefferson meant from his the preamble of his bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge, that we might be able to spot ambition in all its forms, that we could keep our heads and our wits about us, be armed with the knowledge of history, informed enough to spot ambition in all its forms, as he put it, and quick to rout it out, as I would say, not denigrating one another, not being drawn into these contrived conflicts that are predicated on the otherizing of one another. But you fast forward to today in America, and we have what is now referred to as the SJW, a pejorative term for the individual who repeatedly and vehemently engages in arguments on social justice, the social justice warrior. And it is a pejorative. Unfortunately, this seems to be cultural phenomenon, generational phenomenon, and I think it coincides directly with the naming of generations. For example, Generation X, Y, and Z. What comes after Z? Nothing. In other words, we're destroying ourselves. World War Z, these kinds of things, they all, I think, coincide. Anyway, what do I mean by the social justice warrior, the SJW? Well, there's a video on YouTube titled SJWs in a Nutshell. Here it is.
Welcome, everyone, to Comedy Night at University College. Let's be very considerate to our first comedian, Jason Berkelman.
All right. What a good-looking crowd we have tonight.
Don't judge us based on any prevailing oppressive beauty norms.
Oh, okay. Sorry for that. Anyway, I just broke up with my girlfriend.
Your heteronormative relationship is exclusionary and prejudicial.
Okay, so I just flew in, guys, and the snacks on airplane. What, are you allergic to peanuts?
Fear of flying was on the list of trigger warnings we sent you.
Who are these people?
We're the victims of your hate speech.
We'll need to secure a safe place for our protesters.
They seem angry.
And here we go with the tone policing.
Acknowledge your white privilege.
I was going to with some of my jokes, like this one. I went on vacation in Jamaica.
Racist!
With my dad.
Patriarchist!
He smoked pot, guys! It's funny!
Mansplain the bigot!
Jason, there's at least 8 different genders in the audience right now. They're not all guys.
Well, now I feel like I can't say anything!
Of course you can, Jason. This is a free speech zone.
Okay. Alright, so, what else is going on here?
Stop offending me! You're worth it!
Yeah, sadly, that's becoming, That is a normative scenario, unfortunately, and it shouldn't be. Very, very bizarre. Again, cartoonish reality is the only way I can think to describe it. I don't know about you, but unbelievable. And the echo chamber of vitriol. I mean, really, it just, there's no other word to describe it. Just hysterical, insane vitriol. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Show me.
final segment of the first hour already of today's broadcast, this Wednesday, February 15, 2017. I don't know how else to put this, but I just, gosh, you know, I feel like, remember the scene in Animal House, the end of Animal House? Was that Kevin Bacon, the guy who was saying, all is well, remain calm, all is well? That's kind of how it feels. Does it feel like that to you in America? The hysterical insanity is everywhere, and everyone seems to be drawn in to these swelling groups that are very deeply polarized, and they are conglomerating into these smaller and smaller, more vacuous, less intelligent, more Marxist, more hateful, more bigoted, more polarized groups. And it's kind of it's like a soft political coup, basically. These groups, you know, the power keeps welding more and more of these little factions together. And just, again, as Hayek put it in The Road to Serfdom in chapter 12, those whose vague and imperfectly formed opinions can be drawn into these groups, then swell them, those masses of the militant leaders, essentially. And that's what's happening. Let me give you one example. Tucker Carlson interviewed recently Yvette Falarka, who is a middle school teacher and a by any means necessary leader, who was one of the UC Berkeley protest leaders, speaking of the recent Berkeley, whatever you want to call it, the provocateur, I'd call it a false flag provocateur staged event. But both sides are contrived. The Yiannopoulos Breitbart side is contrived. The by any means necessary Alinskyite Open Societies Foundation, all of the sides are contrived. And there are no level cooler heads prevailing. Here's an example of that interview. Go ahead, please.
So you did a bunch of interviews after, and you were asked about this, and you were, to your credit, I think, very straightforward about it and unapologetic. And you said, yeah, this guy was a fascist. Milo's a fascist, and we shut him down. You didn't pretend otherwise. We shut him down, and that's what you do with fascists. I think I'm characterizing what you said correctly. Just so we can understand the standard here, what is a fascist?
So a fascist is someone who's organizing a mass movement that's attacking women, immigrants, black people, other minority groups in a movement of genocide. That's what a fascist is.
Okay.
So and that's the beginning. We'll hear more about that on the other side of the break. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.